yes. For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists.
I appreciate
you know.
That, man, for
yes,
real.
Indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
This is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip-hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Many faces.
You sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. TaylorMade clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.
New York, yes indeed. Peace and love, peace and love. What up, everybody? It's Sunday night. It's time for the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces. Luckily, I am Manny Faces, and I'm here to bring you the New York Hip Hop Report. So it's all working out so far for this episode, number 115, I think. I lost count. 115 episodes, 115 weeks that we've been here delivering you all the good news, music, views, reviews, previews of New York area hip-hop music and culture. Very important that we make sure that we never get too caught up in the music aspect of hip-hop. It's the most popular. It's the most fun to a lot of people. But we try to make sure that we're telling the rest of the story. Shouts to Steve Harvey. Paul Harvey. Google that. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. I know my radio legends. My name is Manny Faces. I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of Birthplace Magazine, the number one website for New York hip-hop, birthplacemag.com. That's who powers us. That's who our mothership is. The new, brand-new redesign at birthplacemagazine.com, done by yours truly. I urge you to swing by and check it out, please. Feel free to leave some comments or hit us up and let us know what you think of the new layout, the new way that we're trying to continue to bring you all forms of New York area hip-hop music and culture in a professional, well-designed, responsive website across multiple devices, written with journalistic practices in mind, run with integrity, as a true independent voice for the music and culture that you love and that you complain about on Grammy night. So, if you're listening to me live, giant salute to you, because I have nothing against the Grammys. I have nothing against mainstream music necessarily, but I do recognize the treatment that it gives hip-hop and rap music has not always been very, very righteous. And there's a lot of people, my timeline is filled with them right now on Facebook, about the people who just don't like the Grammys and F the Grammys and da-da-da-da. But where are you? Are you listening to this show? Because for 115 weeks, for barely any money, we've been here telling you about all the other things that are going on in hip-hop music and culture, especially here in New York. So if you're not here listening to us and you're only on Facebook complaining while you're watching the Grammys, then you are part of the problem, to be honest. So let me know what you think about that. Call us up. This is a live talk show. We're like sports talk radio. You can call us up 646-378-1282. The number's right there, 646-378-1282. Your thoughts on the Grammys, your thought on rapping the Grammys. We'll talk about that for a little bit. We got a special couple special guests tonight, including the legendary, iconic, pioneer, and generally good guy, VJ Ralph McDaniels from the world famous Video Music Box. Will be on the check-in real quick in about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes to tell us about his All-Star Weekend here in New York City this week. So he's got a big event coming up, and he's a giant friend of the show, and we respect the hell out of him. So he'll be kicking it with us. We'll talk to Chad Law, one of our new correspondents. He's a Long Island cat. He'll be letting us know what's going on in his world and what he's seen in the past week. We'll give you a New York rap roundup from our birthplacemag.com website, and we'll hear commentary and discussion from me and my man, my mellow. Get on the mic because you know you eat Jello. Steve Ortiz up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. What up, Steve?
Hey, what up, Manny? What's up, New York? Just chilling, man.
He
you
always
know,
comes on like he's high as hell. Steve, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, da 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 da. And Steve would be like, hey, New York, what's up, man? It's me, Steve Ortiz. Yeah, man, everything is groovy tonight, son. You're the yin to my yang. Pause.
But listen, man, the Grammys, I'm proud to say, well, not proud to say, I'm happy to say that Iggy Azalea did not take any rap categories this year at the Grammys, so.
Really? Is it all done? Is all the rap ones done? Who won the big one?
Well, the big one, well, the big one was best, I guess, best, well, this is what I got so far. Best rap performance, Kendrick Lamar for I, which, I can't argue with that. Best rap song collaboration went to Eminem featuring Rihanna for The Monster. Best rap song also went to Kendrick Lamar's I. And best rap album went to Eminem, the Marshall Mathers LP number 2.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, Bobby, one of our writers, at his name is Bobby, not Manny, at birthplacemag.com, did say that if the Grammys, you know, were going to base their award on most words smushed together, they'd have to give it to Eminem. And if they were going to give it out based on palest rapper, they'd have a problem this year. But I guess the homie Eminem prevailed. Well, that's interesting. You know, a lot of commentary on the Grammys. Again, call us up, 646-378-1282. You know, the Grammys, you know, there are rock musicians who complain about the rock choices in the Grammys. There are probably, I'm not 100% sure, but I would guess, country music, artists who are not happy with the choices. But rap does get a shorter end of the stick, I think, in general. You know, people got to remember that the Grammys are voted on by members of the music business. And you, if you're an artist or if you work in a factory that makes CDs, anything that has to do with the music business, you can apply to become a voter. Someone who chooses.
You have to pay for that membership, though.
Maybe. Yeah. There might be something you have to do, but you get some perks out of it. So, you know, I think it's a decent thing to do, you know, you pay for a lot of memberships as a business, Better Business Bureau, I think you have to, whatever, you know what I mean, or Chamber of Commerce, or whatever you have to do to get some. But, you know, it might be a good idea for you. But the point is that, you know, the music business is so big, and rap is just a small part of it. It's actually still a very niche genre. It may run a lot of, you know, the musical revenue streams in the world, but it's still very niche, because look at all the other genres of music that are so far removed from rap. So you have all these people that are involved in all these other genres that are trying to judge, and I guess some of them are trying to judge fairly, but they don't delve deep into rap music. They don't know, so they're going to look at it and they're going to say, well, you know, Iggy Azalea had a big year. You know, Eminem is, you know, a great lyricist. Childish Gambino has, you know, made some noise and done some interesting creative thing. Right. So what else are they going to do? The fact, actually, that Childish Gambino was one of the nominees, I thought was pretty good.
They need more members from the rap community. I mean, the Grammy, they need to have more members from the rap community, people that are going to, you know, apply, keep their paid membership and have a vote and have a say.
Yeah, there's part of it. And also not only that, listen, don't forget, it's probably, and I'm not 100% sure, but it's probably like when the awards come on for Oscar season, the voters get bombarded with marketing materials.
Exactly.
You know, they're reading Billboard magazine and there's full-page ads that are touting, you know, all the big stars. So the media is also a driving force of who these people are familiar with, who they feel that they can connect to, and who they feel deserves these awards. So if you have an independent artist or you have, you know, they don't have that kind of reach. So at the same time, we need more people that are, you know, involved in the music business that know hip-hop on a deeper level to get involved. But at the same breath, we got to understand why the Grammys pick who they pick and not get that caught up in it. I think from what we talk about on this show, it's much more important to take back or to do better at having a hold on the industry, getting some of those senior level positions back, getting the media back, you know, getting some of the wider spectrum of hip hop music on the radio, you know, that we've talked about. And with that, all other things will fall into place. But to sit there and not really understand the the reasons why the Grammys pick who they pick, and to just simply blindly, you know, hate on it without then turning around and supporting. I mean, come on, were you at any indie hip hop shows this week? You know what I mean? Like, were you supporting on a regular basis certain artists or certain media outlets or certain record companies, you know, that are doing it, that are doing the kind of music that you claim the Grammys doesn't pay attention to? Because if you're not, and you're just on there making fun of Pharrell looking like the bellboy from the Grand Budapest Hotel, you know, or I stole that joke from someone on the internet. It's hilarious, though. You know, or who wore it better, Rihanna or one of those loofahs that you wash yourself with in the bathroom, also stolen. You know, that's fun, and that's part of the entertainment. You're now part of it. The Grammys are about the music business on the mainstream entertainment level. You're commenting and making jokes and watching on a mainstream entertainment level on a major TV network. So that's fine. You could do that. But when you start saying and criticizing how rap has not evolved or rap has devolved and look at all this crap and how the Grammys treat us, you got to understand you're part of the problem if you're not shedding light on the grand spectrum of hip-hop music that's past what's airing on, what, CBS tonight? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's so much more to it than that, man. I don't get my panties in a bunch over the Grammys, man. Like, it is what it is. Let's keep
it's
it moving.
Performances these days, anyway. I mean, you know, all the rap awards were announced before the show even began. So, you know, there you go. I mean, there you go. Maybe one rap, you know, category they save for the, you know, the nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah. No, wow. You're right. You're right. I mean, so listen, you know, and the alternative is to have actual alternative award ceremonies that do mean something. But hip-hop has failed
there,
too.
How that all works out.
Well, yeah, hip-hop has failed there, too, because even if...
I mean, look at the Source Awards. The Source Awards
exactly.
Fell apart because,
right.
I mean, you know, they couldn't control the audience.
The BET Awards, the BET Awards, you know, all these award shows are trying to copy and replicate the success of the Grammys and Oscars. So it's not going to be based on anything... Listen... I had to tell you.
The award should mean something.
Listen,
the award should mean something.
This show is boring to people who don't really feel a certain way about music. They want the glitz and they want the top level stuff and they want to not think about it. You know, we talked to Cypher Sounds, who says, you know, on this show last year, and he says, you know, I don't break records on Hot 97. We don't want that. We want, because there's moms dropping their kids off, you know, in the morning to school, and they don't want to hear, you know, for lack of a better, you know, Immortal Technique or whoever
yeah.
we mentioned at the time. You know, I get it. I understand that. But that's not to say that there's not a niche, there's not somewhere that can actually formulate. 99.9% of hip-hop awards are bullshit. And that means the local ones as well. You know, because it's all this, like, small world, this tiny bubble that they're aware of. Like, sometimes they take nominations, but if they take nominations and the only audience that knows about you is your audience, that's such a small, narrow segment of the whole hip-hop audience. So your award show is nice for a bunch of people that know about it and participate with you, but it's not indicative of the entire – you can't do the entirety of the music and culture. So it's a tough thing to do, and it's also not something to get really upset about. Again, what are you doing to contribute to the music and culture and community that you claim that Grammys is ignoring? Because if all you're doing is talking about that it doesn't exist, you're wrong. We prove that every week here on the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces and Steve Ortiz. Once again, we're talking to Grammys tonight for a little bit. We've got Ralph McDaniels, Video Music Box, the legendary VJ and TV pioneer, calling us up in a few minutes. He's got a big event coming up this week in New York City as part of the All-Star Basketball Weekend. Festivities going on in town. If you got something to call us up and tell us about, maybe you know of something that's going on, maybe you know something we should know about, we're always happy to hear from you guys. 646-378-1282. A little bit later on, we'll do some event previews and we'll talk about what's happening out on Long Island with Chad Law. He's one of our new correspondents and contributors over at birthplacemag.com. A redesigned Birthplace magazine, birthplacemag.com. We got a new look. We've got new things popping off over there. Yeah, real fancy, huh? I'm so fancy.
Good, man.
I found out about the new
DJ Premier thing on there.
Ah, there you go. DJ Premier. Let's talk about that real quick while we wait for our guests to call up. And again, call us up, folks. This is live talk show. This is like sports talk radio. We love to hear from you. Doesn't matter what you really got to talk about as long as it's kind of New York hip-hop related in some general way. DJ Premier, you're right, one of the, I'd give him top three producers in, you know, hip-hop history, I guess.
Yeah. He's up there. I mean,
maybe
for
four,
me, he's either one or
top,
two.
Top four. I maybe would put him, like, third if I had to. When you cats who like production generally are going to favor when it comes to the producers, Pete Rock or DJ Premier, and both 90% of the time, you know, they'll stay one or the other. You know, kind of their style is a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I like. Pete Rock was more stylistically who I as a producer myself, as a guy who did beats and such. I kind of more influenced by his style. But I mean, who else? Dre, Dilla, Marley Marl, I would say.
Marley Marl, at the very beginning, he was big.
Yeah, I think Marley Marl is probably, I mean, just because of the pioneering. Anyway, we're digressing. But shouts to shouts to these legendary producers in the game. DJ Premier is actually now kind of working on a new project. He's also producing, you know, some stuff. There's some stuff happening. I think De La Soul's new album is going to be produced jointly by DJ Premier and Pete Rock, which is kind of dope. And I'm going off the top of my head with that one. I'm almost sure about that. But Pete Rock is DJ Premier has put together a live band.
Yeah,
a live band.
Four-man band, man.
And they're out there doing shows in Japan right now.
Sneak peek video on the site, and it's nice to see, because you know these the band members he has guy who plays trombone, trumpet. Well, I guess they play multiple pieces.
Yeah, there's multiple instruments.
He's on the turntable. They got a guy on bass, guitar. It's really nice.
I'll tell you one thing. I know the drummer.
Drums as well.
The drummer Lenny the Ox Reese is on the drums, and I know him. I'm not sure if I know a lot of the other musicians, but some of these musicians, including Lenny the Ox Reese, plays at Freestyle Mondays occasionally. Freestyle Mondays is one of our partner events.
Yeah.
So we're on top of the game in terms of, and I've always said to you, I've said that the musicians that roll through Freestyle Mondays are, you know, world renowned. They're some of the best musicians in the world, and certainly in New York City. And, you know, when you talk about someone like DJ Premier who snatches them up, you know, kind of validates what I've been saying. Freestyle Monday is a great event. Every first Monday of the month at Meridian 23 in Manhattan. Really dope event if you're not familiar with it. It's actually freestyle battles, like top-of-the-head battles, not I'm going to kick a freestyle, but I really wrote it. I'm talking about top-of-the-head battles, off top of the dome, eight MCs facing off, head-to-head, the topics chosen on the spot, live band backing them up. Been going on for 13 years in New York City. 13 years in New York City. So I'm telling you, you know, you can listen to someone who's been on the radio for 13 years, and he won't tell you about some of the dope shows that are happening right underneath your noses in New York City. So drop a bomb on that. Check them out first Mondays at Meridian 23. And Lady the Ox Reese, part of the DJ Premier Live Band. They don't have a name. Their band doesn't have a name yet.
People to suggest on Twitter, I guess, potential names for the band. That's awesome.
There it is. So if you want to get involved, we have that preview on our daily New York Rap Roundup. I mean, it's almost daily. I mean, we're trying to get it daily, so give us a break. But right now we're trying to do this thing where we give you a roundup of New York rap events. Normally we give you posts all the time, but we're giving you this one thing that you should expect from us every day, a nice top five kind of things to pay attention to. Homeboy Sandman is on that list for today's roundup. Of course, DJ Premier and his band, and you can tweet Real DJ Premier, at Real DJ Premier, on Twitter to suggest potential names. Check out their video of their performing, kind of rehearsing, rehearsal space. And I know they're performing out in Japan, but I would imagine that if it takes off, they'll swing out this way as well. Right now, Steve Ortiz is on fire.
Yes.
Steve Ortiz is
I'm sure if you listen to all the broadcasts, you'll hear
the Bronx is burning?
You hear sirens.
Yeah, man.
Probably I'm near a hospital. I mean, it's like constant.
It's all right, man. We hip-hop. We out here.
See how
it is
in the morning, man. I'm trying to sleep. And
we out here in these streets, man. Steve Ortiz is out in the Bronx.
You know it's real.
Yeah, I know. I'm on Long Island, Strong Island, where it's much quieter. But I'm also in the basement. So, of course, from Long Island, we'll have Chad Law. Chad Law is one of the correspondent new contributors for Birthplace Mag. He wrote today's roundup, actually. Also some new music from Thermal Sound Waves. They do a weekly show as well on the radio, and they do some production work, and they've got a nice compilation with a bunch of cats that really rep the New York City area very nicely. Their tape is called Timeless Beat Jackers. It features folks like Napoleon the Legend, DJ Bizarro's on the mix in there, Narubi Salah. Man, we got a lot of people on this mixtape, compilation, whatever you want to call it. You check that out. The Blues Brothers, 9000, the duo that came to our attention through some friends over at the House Party series that goes on every Thursday at Webster Hall. A great retro, well, not retro, they're doing a lot of new stuff, but it's like three levels of hip-hop, crazy, every Thursday at Webster Hall. You like that Blues Brothers joint? It's kind of smooth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty cool, man. I'm going to check out some, you know, the rest of their stuff.
Yeah, I got to see what they're coming with next. And, of course, the writer's pick was an MC named Lance Pierce, who I hadn't been familiar with. She's on there as well with a new video called Confession. So that's today's roundup. Homeboy Sandman's on that list as well. He's got an interesting thing. Homeboy Sam, an independent artist that we love from the area. Did you read about his what he's doing? He's got a tape
giveaway.
He's on,
I love that.
Yeah,
well, it's not a
giveaway.
It's an exclusive.
Not a giveaway. It's a sales. Yeah.
It's a tour tape. I guess it's a cassette, and you can only get this after every show at, you know, whatever venue he's performing at. So it's kind of an exclusive kind of deal. And it's a great way to hear some new, you know, Homeboy Sandman. You got to get a cassette player, obviously, but I think it's pretty, you know, unique kind of thing. You know, it's always great when fans have takeaways other than just, you know, having a bunch of MP3 files in their computer. You know,
it's kind of dope.
You know, merch too. You know, I think a lot of artists. I mean, I'm sure he has other merch there as well, but you got to have your merch at these shows, man, or you got to have something to sell because the music isn't, you know. We've seen it with those 55,000 copies of Joey Badass's album. You know,
Selling
music isn't always the thing. But, you know, I love what Stone's Throw does. And, you know, he's Homeboy's the best, man.
Homeboy Sandman, a hometown hip-hop hero to many, independently rocking out now. He's on tour with Aesop Rock and Rob Sonic across the country. They will be here in New York City Valentine's Day, February 14th, live and direct at the Gramercy Theater. And, yes, that night you can get his tour tape. Again, you can only get this project in your hands at a Homeboy Sandman show. It's brilliant as genius, and of course, so is Brother Sandman. Check that out. All of these things and much, much more on the newly redesigned Birthplace Magazine, birthplacemag.com, the number one website for New York area hip-hop, straight up. You check the New York area hip-hop event calendar on the site, which is awesome and amazing and gives you a great rundown of New York area hip-hop events. We'll talk about some of those events later in the show, some of these upcoming events. We'll also go back in time and review. I want to give a shout-out to Mike Hands and the Them Recordings crew, the Writer's Block Concert Series. They put on a great show last Friday night. Last week's episode, we talked to Mike Hands ahead of his big concert, his birthday event. We saw performances from some new school artists, some old school artists. Smith and Wesson was in the house. Smooth the Hustler was in the house. Milkbone from back in the day was in the house. Not only that, but we saw some new performances. Of course, Mike Hands himself. We had Blitzkrieg from MCMI. We had King Magnetic. These guys are some of these guys I hadn't really seen rock before. And I got to tell you, this was a well put together show. The talent was definitely worthy, and for a lot of people who have issues with you know, New York hip-hop or hip-hop in general being D.E.D. dead, you know, you fools need to come out and check some of these shows. Now, you can't check everything because you'll go out and you'll find something that's kind of crappy and you'll be like, see, I told you, Manny. But if you pay attention to us and you check out our New York area hip-hop event calendar, you should be in good shape. So we'll talk about these we'll talk about some of these events coming up later in the show. We'll again talk to Chad Lowe, is going to hip us to his weekly showcase out in Long Island, Strong Island, where I rest. It's nice to have some representation out there. Speaking of upcoming events, good to go, Steve?
Yes, we are.
All right, we are good to go. Speaking of upcoming events, I'd like to welcome back to the show the legendary, my man, my mellow, your uncle and mine, From Video Music Box, Mr. Ralph McDaniels. What up, Ralph?
Yo. What's good? What's good?
What's good? How are you, sir? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm glad to be back here with you guys, man. You know, we were hanging out the other night. You know, everything is love. We here, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You know, it's all for the love of hip-hop, which is great because that's the tagline of your upcoming event coming up this week. Now, Video Music Box, of course, legendary, been on air for, I think, now like 740 years. I think you're reaching 740.
Right.
Yeah. I think they lost track during the Crusades. I think there was some time that people lost track. But you don't do events too often. Like, you're at events all the time, and you're, you know, filming events all the time. Shouts to Kev Lawrence. Shouts to you, of course. But you don't put on events too often. So when you do, you know it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the folks that watch the show for, you know, all these years deserve something good. And I go to a lot of shows, and sometimes I'm a little disappointed, you know. So I put pressure on the venue. I put pressure on the artist to come out and, you know, give it up, man, for what the people want, man.
Yeah.
When you say you're disappointed, what do you mean? Like, what?
No, I mean, sometimes I think that especially when it comes to, what you say, classic hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, you just don't get that energy sometimes when I go to these shows, and the venues kind of treat it like it's not, you know, or the promoters maybe treat it like it's not like something that's happening right this second. So it's just, you know, I notice the bells and whistles are not pulled out, you know, but I'm going to pull out the bells and whistles on my show. So you don't have to worry about that.
Undoubtedly. You know, there is a I don't want to say a resurgence, because you know how we feel about things. Like, these things have kind of always been going on. You could always catch some of our veteran performers, you know, if you knew where to look. But lately there's been kind of maybe a little bit of resurgence, maybe with, you know, across the country they're bringing back, they're having like classic hip-hop radio station formats now where
they're really kind of.
So I was wondering your thoughts about that. I've written on it. I'm kind of have mixed feelings about it myself. I think that, you know, it's nice to shine light on, you know, obviously this era of music, but I think if it's sort of maybe like a quick cash grab, and that, you know, maybe might not stick with it. I don't know. But what do you think about that kind of attention being given to the throwback era, the classic era, on a larger scale these days?
Well, I mean, I think it's important in what you said. You know, you may be a little skeptic about it, and I think a lot of people might be, because hip hop has been used and abused for so many years. Mm. And, you know, and people want to make sure that, you know, there's a, you know, you're not just bringing the names, you're bringing the culture. And,
right.
You know, a lot of times, you know, people want to sell names and sell songs, but they don't want to sell the culture, which has always been, once it became a piece of vinyl got out there, or somebody sold their first mixtape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when big corporations do it, you know, we don't expect that it's going to be, you know, a cultural thing. But I think if you have the right people involved, and it can be very, very viable to whoever's out there who's listening, whoever wants to advertise on these radio stations.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's funny, I've been watching this. I can't remember what car it is, and I don't even want to give them that much props. But the car commercial with, they mentioned Fab Five Freddy. They're playing Blondie's record in the background, and Rapture. And I said to myself, I wonder if Freddy gets a check for this, or does Blondie get the check? You know.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know Blondie's getting the check,
but
Freddie needs to get a check for this. And so
right,
does Flash, you know?
Right. Also mentioned, yeah.
Because, you know, they say Freddie, that's the first line of the commercial. And I'm like, there are people that grew up watching Yo MTV Raps that, wow, I love Fab Five Freddie, you know? And they may not even know the Blondie song, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and he was very instrumental in Rap's early days, you know, helping make that, you know, bring it to light. He needs more than a check, man. He needs a medal.
And that record, that commercial is hot right now, man. I hear that more than Drake songs, man.
Hey, Ralph, heavy rotation.
Hey, Ralph, I wanted to ask you about the Rock the Bells. You know, they canceled their tours. They canceled the... this was last year, because they couldn't, I guess, get it together for New York or, you know, New Jersey. What do you think, you know, what do you see as their failure, you know, the big, because that was a big kind of tour with, you know, throwback kind of era artists. You know, they're trying to mix it up with a few new ones. What's your take on that whole thing, the Rock the Bells?
I mean, I think they made – I mean, I never went to Rock the Bells, and that was because I was never invited, so that gives you an idea. So, so it didn't surprise me when I heard that it was canceled. And and you think you're going to just go, okay, we're going to get Nas, and we're going to get Wu, and we're going to get, you know, whoever, and that's what's going to make it, and, you know, and you're going to give these guys whatever you say you can afford, and, you know, and you don't bring all of the culture with it, and you don't mix it up, and you don't pay attention to really, you know, what makes hip-hop hip-hop, and once again we go back to the culture, then, you know, the chickens come home to roost. So that's what happened.
All right. Well, that's, you know, kind of like our analysis, man. I mean, I'm not you, but I had the same problem where
man.
We're covering New York hip hop and we're doing a pretty good job, and they were like, "Who are you? You're nobody." And I'm like, "Well, we're not nobody. You know, we're somebody."
Exactly. You know, and you got to pay attention to what's going on. You know, and if you don't, you know, you're out of the loop, man. Hey, look, Manny. We were at a event the other night. Big up to Mike Hands and his Writer's Block, you know, and a bunch of artists that maybe I hadn't even seen before in my life, but I enjoyed myself, man. They gave more energy to me. You know, they were happy to meet me. I'm legendary Ralph McDaniel, but I'm like, and each one of them I told, I said, look, man, you don't understand. I'm not me unless I get the energy that you bring me. And you guys brought some great energy together tonight. And I walked out of there like, I got to do a little homework on some of these cats, man. I want to know who they are.
Yeah. I feel the same way, man. And I hadn't been out. You know, like I said, you got to – sometimes these shows, you got to sit and, you know, sit through some not so great to get the gems. But they all brought it that night. It was a good show, man. I agree with you. And that's, you know, that's why we do what we do here. And, you know, we're fans first. I think you'd agree. You're still a fan, so.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm a fan, man. I want to hear something. I want to see something that's going to be, you know, like – wow, and it's just not just in hip hop, it's just in music general, you know, in general, or things in general. But I enjoyed that show, man, and you know, and very often, you know, you're right, you do go to the show and you know do have to sit through a bunch of stuff. I've given shows like that, and I'm like, okay, why do I do this, you know, and we try to get better at it. But Mike hit it right on the nail the other night, man. That was and it was his birthday, so I guess, you know, he said, I want the best of who I got, and it was a good show.
He pulled out all the stops. Of course, like I said, New Jacks that I hadn't, you know, had heard of, some I heard of but I haven't seen. And, of course, legendary, you know, legendary Boot Camp Click was in the house heavy. Smith & Wesson, you know, rocking stage, killing it as always. Sean Price doing his thing. It was a good show, man. On that note, we are talking to legendary fan DJ VJ Ralph McDaniels, and running his own event, knows how to do them, and is really pulling out all the stops this All-Star weekend. It's part of the All-Star weekend here in New York City, basketball All-Star weekend, hitting our
Knicks
town.
Knicks in last place.
That's right.
Knicks in last place. Nets not far behind. How appropriate, right?
Hey, we're not going to talk about
it. I'm a big-time Knicks fan, man. And it's crazy.
Hey, look, man, I'm going to be wearing my Knicks colors that night, so, just letting everybody know.
We're with you, man. You in the right show, man, but we all hurting together. They picked the worst year to come to New York City. Anyway, you're going to be setting it off Thursday, February 12th, for the love of hip-hop. Tell us about the show that you're bringing to Santos Party House. I see the lineup just got released. Crazy lineup. You're not playing around. Performances, DJs, the whole nine. Tell us what you got going on and what you got planned, man.
Yeah, it's at Santos, which is, you know, it's been hip-hop friendly, and I like that venue, and I wanted to do it there. And they were, you know, kind enough to, you know, not hit me with too hard with the All-Star Weekend prices for a club.
Right.
Not too hard. I didn't say not at all. But
right,
these people go out and support this show, man. You know, go out there and get some tickets, man. You go to Ticket Web, or, you know, there's some numbers on the flyer. I guess you guys can post up wherever.
Yep.
Where you can call. You know, we'll hand deliver you a ticket, man. You know, come on, it's all good. And we got, you know, one of my favorites and one of the first groups I reached out for this show was MOP.
Nice.
And you know, and MOP has always been, you know, supportive of Video Music Box, and you know, I've always supported them. They got a new single out with Mano, which we're playing on the show right now, Welcome to Brooklyn, which I think is a dope video. And then we got Tech and Steel's Mr. Wesson.
Let me just say something real quick. MOP, the very first time I saw them live was at the Source after very first Source Awards after party at the Palladium. And they performed How About Some Hardcore that night.
Ooh.
Biggie also performed that night too, man. But it was actually Biggie was the last person to perform that night before someone in the crowd started a fight and everyone had to leave.
Nice.
It was at the old Palladium over on 14th Street, man. And MOP, I mean.
Yeah, it's NYU dorm now. I know.
Yeah, exactly. That's terrible part. Palladium was a spot. I always remember MOP because I didn't know them from a hole in the wall. And seeing them that night was like, I mean, the energy, you know, I was a fan for life after that.
Yeah, you know, they always bring it, you know, loud. You know, it's real hip-hop, man. It's going to be real loud when they get on, you know. And then we got Smith & Wesson, you know, of course, you know, staple of New York hip-hop. You know, Pharoah Monch is going to be there. And he said, you know, anything you need, Ralph, I'm in there, which, I love Pharoah, man, and I've been a supporter from, you know, the early days, you know, of the Fudge Pudge and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
Great dude, too, man.
Yeah,
good dude. A great album. He had a great that PTSD album is fantastic.
Yeah, and Sean Price, you know Sean P. We can't. It's going to get loud when Sean P. gets on. You know, be real loud, Sean P. Mr. Cheeks is you know representative of that early '90s, mid '90s, and Lost Boys, and you know he always comes out for me, man. He reached out to me and said, "Yo, how come I'm not on the bill?" And I was like, "You're on the bill." So, Large Professor, who is it's amazing to me, you know, just what Large Professor represents, and he's always had his own lane, and he always does his own thing, and you know, and he goes in different ways and different takes us on different journeys. And I respect that. That's one of the things that I miss in hip hop is like, don't be afraid to take a chance. You know, and even from, you know, the early Main Source albums that, you know, like it wasn't fitting into what was first coming out, you know, when that album came out, you know, and now, you know, here it is, him doing solo projects and having other people and producing other projects. So he's going to have like a little set and maybe bring some, maybe we'll get a live at the barbecue because I got Akinelli coming as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I got to call Fado, and then we're going to work on Mr. Nasty Nas and stuff. So for Mr. Nasty Nas. But, you know.
Place is going to collapse.
Yeah, that would be sick. That would be sick. But it's not on, you know, Nas is going to be around. So, it's you know, Fado's on, you know, Fado's in Brooklyn, man. So that's my heart. It's not hard to pull that off. I can, you know.
If anyone can.
Yeah.
And you just showed it. I believe I saw part of it in the Nas documentary. The performance at the what club was that? Kilimanjaro?
It wasn't Kilimanjaro. It was it was one. No, one was at the one they used in the Nas documentary was from this place they call. It was called Hall of Fame or something. It was on right down the block from the tunnel. And it used to be on like night that I don't know. It was like Cars or something. And then one night they had this performance. And it was like they were honoring me, Marley, and Red. And so those were my cameras. We had them in there, and we taped it. And that was and that was the first time they did Live at the Barbecue.
Oh.
And, you know, and people were like, whoa, you know. It was sick. So that was – so that I'm looking forward to. I'm still trying to work on bringing that, recreating that, you know, that moment.
Yeah.
And then I got King Just, which I'm really happy about. You know, King Just is a video music box. You know,
that's probably why I seen King Just for the first time on VMBI. I tell you the truth, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, so I'm happy about that. You know, I reached out. I saw him a couple of times. I did a couple of shows. Maybe he was in Staten Island somewhere. And he showed up, and you know, and I was happy to see him. He looks good. You know, he's still doing his thing. He still gets on stage and does it. You know, so that's going to be crazy. And we got a little reggae set with my man Screechy Dan. Screechy Dan, you know, people that don't know, in the, like early 90s, there was, a reggae scene in the clubs, you know, like, you know, you would play, you know, a set of, you know, of reggae. And then there were, like, these New York artists that were kind of here, and Screechy Dan was one of those artists. you know, had moved from Jamaica to New York, and Screechy and Red Fox and Shaggy came out of that crew. So I'm, you know, I'm reaching into that little crew right there, and Shaggy's in here. So, you know, we're hoping that Shaggy comes along with that. I haven't spoken to him yet, but they telling me that it looks good. So you'll see, you know, or hear maybe some early 90s New York hip hop reggae kind of vibe, you know.
Nice.
You know, like if you listen to some early Kenny Dope records and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Dandada, you know, the, you know, what you call him came out of that was in that crew too, Supercat.
Yeah.
Remember Shabba Ranks used to play Trailer Load of Girls a lot.
Right. Shabba became a big star out of that scene. But he came from straight from Jamaica, like
okay.
But you know, these other guys were kind of here in New York already, and there's a whole New York reggae scene which Bobby Condon played a big part in, and David Levy, and you know, and if you were in Brooklyn, you know, that had to go down that night. You know, it had to be some, you know, hip hop reggae jumping off in there. And then we got more underground artists, true hip hop underground artists. You know, my man Lord Nez, AG Daquana, Mike Hans is going to bring a writer's block little set. Boogie Blind is going to do a set, and then we got B.O.B. hosting. Which don't ask me where that came from. B.O.B. B.O.B. is he's a family member of one of the guys in my crew, and he's going to be here. And they said, do you want him to host? And I said, absolutely. You know, I love B.O.B. And they were like, well, he'll be here. So he's going to be the hosting. So it's going to be a good thing for him to kind of see, you know, like what maybe he, when he was growing up, what New York was all about, too.
Right,
you know?
Right. And B.O.B., not for nothing, but I mean, you know, B.O.B. is known for obviously his, you know, some mainstream stuff. But I've seen some of his smaller performances, and very musical cat, likes to dip into a lot of genres. You know, actually, he's a talented dude, man.
Yeah, very talented, man. And I like his music. We play it on Video Music Box and his videos and stuff. And so I'm you know, I thought it would fit, you know. You know, Lil Wayne's people called, and they told him going to bring him down. I mean, this is real talk, you know. And I was like, hey, no problem, come on, dude. You know, it's a real hip hop show. This is, you know, I mean, and I'm not saying that he's not real hip hop, but I'm sure he's, you know, he's not around it as much as what we do here in New York. You know, this is And so, you know, so I would love to have Lil Wayne there. So, you know, who knows what might happen.
Bring him down. He's Zulu now, right? So
That's part of why.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So Keith Murray was added yesterday.
Dope.
Nice.
Yeah, Keith Murray is one of my favorites. Who else was somebody else? There's a couple other people that have been added on there, and it's in the last day since we put out the flyer, and so it's going to be a good show, you know. I put up some visuals on the screen. Mr. C is going to be spinning. Keith Shockley from the Bomb Squad.
Oh, that's a friend of ours. Yeah, Keith's a friend.
Keith is my man, and DJ Lance, who's a Brooklyn staple, so he's going to bring, you know, more of the you know, blue collar Brooklyn folks in that are going to enjoy that. And he brings the ladies, so you know, we didn't want it to be a sword fight, you know, for me. And Big Jeff, man, Big Jeff, and my man, Carlos from Classic Material is gonna, you know, have a little team in there. So Big Jeff is representing that whole scene right there. So, you know, it's, you know, we're gonna get through it. You know, I call it, it's like a live mixtape, you know. And you know, we're going to be playing music. You know, it's not going to be, you know, C was like, yo, so is this a concert or is this a party? I said, it's a party. It's a live mixtape. So he's like, okay, cool.
So that's what's up. Yeah, definitely sounds like it's, well, if you're going to do it, that's how to do it, man. That sounds right.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. And let's have fun, you know, because, you know, like I remember when the All-Star Game was here the last time. I think it was like late 90s or something like that.
98, I think.
Yeah, right? So, you know, and I went to a bunch of events, and it was just really kind of like, you know, people that came from out of town that were looking for real hip-hop, and they were like, well, this is not really what I thought it would be like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this was in the 90s now. And right. So I wanted to put something that was, you know, a little rough on the edges, but they would dig it. And so hopefully folks that are coming in from out of town will enjoy this as well. And, you know, I know New York knows what it is. So please, man, come on out, get some tickets. You know, it's costing us to do this event. It's not a free venue. You know, we're paying for expenses, you know, and things like that. And so we need people to buy tickets and, you know, go to Ticketweb, look up the Video Music Box, Santos Party, whatever, and, yeah, you know, get some advanced tickets, man.
Absolutely.
$20, that's a good deal. Jeez.
Oh, yes. And that was the other thing. We didn't want to, you know, all the parties are going to be, you know, around town are like $100, you know, just to get in, you know. And it was like, nah, that's corny, man. That's not New York. So let's make it $20 and, you know, and do it like that. So.
Yeah, definitely. Totally affordable. Great way to kick off the All-Star Weekend with some, as they would say, real hip-hop in the building. And you can't go wrong with that. Santos is a great venue. Your lineup is incredible. And it has the Video Music Box stamp of approval. You can't go wrong. So we'll definitely be spreading the word. It'll be on our calendar. We'll be putting it out there. We'll pump it out. We're going to be in the house. So, you know, whenever we're going to be somewhere, we like to tell people we're going to be as if we're important, but we're not. But so what? We'll tell them.
No. You guys are going to bring somebody on, man, on stage, man. You guys are going to touch that stage, man, and bring one of those acts on, man. Come on.
That's what it is. All right. We'll be there. We'll be in the house, man. And we'll tell everyone we know. And, man, I can't thank you enough, Uncle Ralph, for checking in with us and letting us know what's going on. And it's always good to talk to you, man. We could talk to you for days, you know that. But
no,
I got to
let
you go, I guess.
All right. I'm back to House of Lies later.
Thanks for checking in, Ralph.
Thank you, sir. Salute to you.
Peace.
And we'll see you Thursday.
All right, man. Hey, yo, hit me up at Video Music Box, anybody that's online or Twitter, whatever, they can find out more.
Absolutely. Follow Ralph McDaniels Video Music Box at Video Music Box on Twitter and, of course, on Facebook as well and all that jazz. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, y'all. Peace.
All right, Ralph. Peace.
Once again, Video Music Box 2015 All-Star Kickoff Event happening this Thursday, February 12th, for the love of hip-hop. Performing live, M.O.P., Smith & Wesson, Pharoah Monch, Sean Price, Mr. Cheeks, Large Professor's going to be in the house, Akinelli's going to be in the house. There's rumors, if you just missed that interview, you better hit us on the replay. There's some rumors of some interesting things happening. Could Nas be in the house? Come on, man. Could Lil Wayne be in the house? What? Why would he be there? But that'd be awesome. Let's see what happens in a real New York hip-hop show this All-Star Weekend, Thursday, February 12th. Get your tickets now, ticketweb.com/videomusicbox. $20 is all it's going to take. $20 still is going to be DJ Mr. C on the ones and twos. DJ Lance, Brooklyn Massive coming through. DJ Keith Shockley, friend of the room, the Bomb Squad, Public Enemy, Keith Shockley in the house. DJ Big Jeff. Of course, videos on the screen by VJ Ralph McDaniels, all going down this Thursday, February 12th. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Santos Party House. Check the birthplacemag.com event calendar. We're going to put that up there as well. We'll have a full event preview because we got to show love, and we will be in the house as well. I'll be there myself. Steve, I don't know if you're rolling in town. You come check us out. We'll be there, y'all. It's going to be a dope, dope, dope event. Don't miss it. What do you think, Steve? Crazy, right?
That's a serious lineup, man. You know, this when you look at the lineup, you know this is a real show. This is a legit show.
Yeah,
I mean, you can see other shows and say, oh, you know, hey, you got this artist, you got this artist, blah, blah, blah. But you look at this lineup, and if you don't come away, you know, come out of the show feeling like you saw, you know, a damn good show, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
That's dope. So, no, we're going to try to – I think we're waiting on a call from my other – from my new contributor to birthplacemag.com. His name is Chad Law. He works out on Long Island. He's got a radio show out there on college radio. He does a weekly showcase. While we await his call, once again, thanks to the legendary Ralph McDaniels, a friend of the room and just, you know, one of the good dudes. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody would disagree. One of the good dudes in this game and putting together a great show. We'll talk about it again at the end. Once again, birthplacemag.com. We are powered by the number one website for New York hip hop. And you can check us out. We are newly redesigned. We have a whole new look. There's still a couple of kinks in the works, little things that might not work perfectly. But if you check us out, you'll see that we have a new design. We have some new stories up there. Interesting story I just put up. Some people do follow this story. Bobby Shmurda. Bagged for a potentially very long time. You know, his whole crazy rise to success and crazy fall from success, all in such a short period of time, all with such hype and know, media attention and social media attention. It's really a fascinating thing that happened. So, you know, a lot of people will dismiss Bobby Shmurda as being, you know, a flash in the pan. It shouldn't have even gotten the attention. Some people will tell him he got a raw deal and that he is actually, you know, talented and, you know, knew how to capitalize on everything at the moment. But it's a crazy tale what's going on.
Yeah, it's, it's like a ghetto fairy tale. I mean, next thing you know, he's going to get out. And then he's going to release new material that's going to be better than whatever else he put out. I don't know. I feel like this is not the end of it, but it will be the end of it if he gets sentenced. If he, you know, if he is convicted, he's definitely a lot of charges.
These charges are serious charges. Conspiracy charge alone gets you 25 years. Anyway, real quick, he did an interview from jail. He actually spoke from jail to Billboard magazine. We got excerpts, and we got the link to that. To that interview on our site as well. It's not very in-depth, and I kind of get the feeling from it that he's just trying to put a brave face on obviously a very serious course of events, but he talks about the bail being denied. Remember, he was supposedly out on a $2 million bail that then got the deal got pulled. So he talked a little bit about that and just, you know, what life on the inside is for him. Says he there was a rumor he had been stabbed or some kind of nonsense happened, which wasn't really a rumor. It was just one of these stupid website, you know, stories that came out, but people believed it because people, but denied that that happened, of course, and he hasn't been stabbed. There's been no major incidents with him in jail. So that's up there for those following Bobby Shmurda. And, of course, like I say, daily roundups now, trying to come in daily, if not daily, every other day. Got some new stuff coming in from some contributors. Shouts to Bernadette. Our new editor has been helping us out, and she's got some stuff. We have an interesting story coming up this week about an independent film. We had this brother on our show some time ago. His name is Mtume Gant. He has an independent film called Spit, which takes a look at the life of a, I don't want to say struggling, but the life of a up-and-coming or, you know, a fledgling hip-hop artist in New York City and what it's like from really from the perspective of, you know, someone who's trying to make it. And not like Empire, you know, not like, you know, some of these shows on TV, like a little bit more, I won't say real, but a little bit less, you know, made for TV drama, a little bit more real. He's got a film. He's an independent filmmaker. It's a good project. We had someone talk to him and give us some real insight about that project. You'll see that this week on birthplacemag.com. Like I said, the New York Area Hip Hop Event Calendar, man, we got a ton of stuff coming up. Also, this week, geez, man, so many things going on. So many things going on. Like I said, the 12th will be the Ralph McDaniels Video Music Box event at Santos Party House. We'll have that on the calendar momentarily. The 14th, February 14th, Saturday, is Aesop Rock, Rob Sonic, and our friend homeboy Sandman at Gramercy Theater. So wow. Hometown hero homeboy Sandman touches he headlined a show at Gramercy Theater last year and killed it. It's a great venue. And he tore it up there. I know that many people are waiting for him to touch the stage again. He will have many supporters in the house. And Homeboy Sandman is a sight to see. The energy he brings to a show, the lyrical dexterity he has.
Good venue, and, too.
Not a bad venue, right? That not a bad venue at all. So we'll check for that. Again, there's probably some other, you know, fancy pants events that are happening for All-Star Weekend, like Ralph McDaniels just said, $100 tickets and not really what you want when you think of hip-hop in New York City. So we'll stick to the Video Music Box events, but we'll probably put a couple of later weekend events up on the calendar as well. You can definitely check that out. Independent shows are welcome on the New York Area Hip-Hop Event Calendar on birthplacemag.com. If you're an artist or a venue, not only can you put your events up for free, but you can own the entire calendar advertising-wise. So let us know. Hit us up at info@birthplacemag.com if you have any interest in doing so. We can help you get your message out to all of our audience who are eager for to find out more good New York area hip-hop events. We get hundreds of people every day checking our calendar. It's a no-brainer. You should be on that calendar if you're running a show in New York City. And not just rap shows. We're very much open to art exhibits that have a hip-hop influence, dance exhibitions, seminars and panels we put on there. What else do we do? We have up there. If it's a hip-hop hot air balloon race, it's going to be on that calendar. And nobody else nobody else gives you the depth, breadth and depth of hip-hop events in the New York City area like we do, and you definitely won't find that crap on your mainstream radio websites and timeout.coms and what have you. The only place to find good New York area hip-hop events is on birthplacemag.com, so shouts to us for doing that.
Your old Droog, the EP's on the website, Kinnison. Is this
yes.
guy, like, you know, why is he releasing free, like, mixtapes? Like, he had this, like, sold-out show. We haven't seen him live since. Puts out another mixtape. Like, what's going on with it? And, like, and I listened to a few tracks. Some of the tracks are bangers, but then some of the tracks, he sounds, you know, a little lazy with the lyrics.
Interesting, really. I haven't listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting project. I listened to about half of it, but... You know, I sense that maybe he's experimenting a little bit, but I just wonder what the end game is here, especially when he came out with such a, you know, a bang.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Has he performed live since then?
Has he performed live since then? Overseas, I believe.
Oh,
he had an overseas. I believe he performed overseas, but I haven't seen him performing here. I'll tell you this, DJ Skiz, who was real instrumental in his debut project that you know, made such a big impact on the hip hop scene in general, underground hip hop scene in particular, New York hip hop scene very much so, has left his post at the halftime show, the very long running, super great underground hip hop show in New York City. To work on, you know, music projects and tour and such. So I believe there may be some more activity coming from Your Old Droog. He's very affiliated with Your Old Droog and that camp. So I believe there may be some upcoming, some additional stuff coming from him. Maybe this was just to hold over until that stuff really kicks into gear, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to see more of him. I was very impressed when I saw him. I was a long time... you know, I definitely believed. I know some people, you know, laugh at me to this day, but I definitely was of the impression that this might actually be Nas pulling an Andy Kaufman on rap motherfuckers. But alas, it was not to be. I was at his debut performance at Webster Hall. I saw him perform. I was impressed with the quality of his performance, and I thought we're going to see some good things from him. But we talked about it, Steve, on this show. And we talked to two people. People called in and gave us their impressions of what they thought about Your Old Droog. And a lot of people say, yeah, but he has to do that Action Bronson thing where he has to shake the comparisons, you know, vocally to a legend, you know, and come with real consistent material and his own identity. Because I think part of the way he constructed rhymes was to play off of the controversy of whether it was Nas or not before he came out. So I think he actually maybe purposefully, so he had to now find a way to distance himself from those comparisons. So maybe that's what you're seeing with his EP, Kinnison, where you see some experimentation and a little bit of maybe him trying to find his own, you know, his own voice. No pun intended.
When
you know?
I mean, when I listen to him, I see that face that I, you know, when I first saw his face for the first time, it became embedded in my mind. Because, you know, it was, I mean, it was like a lot of mystery about, like, who this guy was, what he looked like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I think he's, I like him, you know, I'm just wondering what the angle is and, you know, when he's going to really get out there and, you know, I don't know.
And kind of make a name for himself. I hear you. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Check it out. If you want to see the latest or hear the latest from Your Old Droog, the mixtape is posted. It's one of our daily roundups over the last day or two on birthplacemag.com. What, like six tracks, something like that?
Yeah.
Not sure. But
it's about nine, actually.
Is it? Okay, so that's what's up. I've sat with it. I've unfortunately been redesigning the site. I haven't had time to listen too much. But that's up there as well. We'll continue to bring you news about Your Old Droog. Once again, it's 11 o'clock now on the New York Hip Hop Report with Manny Faces and Steve Ortiz. We're here every Sunday night live, 10 p.m. to about 11:30, whenever we get tired of talking and whenever you stop listening, I guess. Shouts to the chat room. Chat room got some bubbling activity today. Shouts to the guests. Guests usually mean you might be first-time listeners. Hope you like what we got. We brought you so far. We talked about a little bit about the Grammys and how people feel about the Grammys. And, of course, we talked to the legendary Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Box, his big event happening this Thursday, February 12th at Santos Party House. Dope lineup. Check the birthplacemag.com event calendar as soon as the show is over, and we'll have that up there. But, of course, you can go to ticketweb.com/videomusicbox for information. You can check Video Music Box on Twitter, at Video Music Box, and get all that. Eddie, yes, indeed, F the Grammys. This is the F the Grammys edition of the New York Hip Hop Report. Shouts to John Anthony in the chat room. Shouts to Eddie O in the chat room. Eddie down there chilling in sunny Florida now. Doesn't have to deal with the storm that we're getting up here. I got another one rolling in tomorrow. New York City, man, it's it hit us hard. It's not done yet. So, stay out of the
pounding.
Yeah, man, stay out of the cold, man. Stay inside and be warm and listen to old episodes of the New York Hip Hop Report. Hey, you want to listen to old episodes of the New York Hip Hop Report? You can. We're at nyhiphopreport.com. All of our old, all of our archived episodes are there. A lot of great interviews like the one we had tonight with Ralph McDaniels. A lot of great discussions that are still good to listen to, even though they're not, you know, you weren't there live. And check all that out. Of course, an email mailing list that you should get on. Very important. We send you one email a week, and it's a trifecta. I give you information about what's happening on this show. I'll give you what's happening on my other podcast, The Manny Faces Show, where we often talk to hip-hop heads as well as other creatives from other, you know, walks of life. I think you'll be really interested in listening to that show. Last episode was a repeat of my hour-plus-long interview with J57, a really dope producer, making a lot of moves, working with cats like Joey Badass, and, of course, his crew, the Brown Bag All-Stars. Had a really great talk. He's from Long Island like I am. Had a great talk with him about
Premier.
One of his friends is DJ Premier. They're very good friends. Find out how that happened and how he came to be, you know, this little kid with dreams living on Long Island to now being really surrounded by some of the big tastemakers in hip-hop music. He's a host on Sirius XM Radio. Their show airs same time as ours. We still give them respect. Shouts to DJ Eclipse. Shouts to everyone involved in that show. Shouts to Carla Keys up on that show as well. It's my homie. And, yeah, so, you know, we give love to shows that are on even when we are because we're here for, you know, all of y'all. So, yeah, that's every other Thursday, 8:30 p.m. on Bonfire Radio. Bonfireradio.com, a really great online radio station. They have morning shows. They have evening shows. They have some great quality shows. It's not your average internet radio station, people. I'm telling you, I know what you're talking, you know, think of when you think of internet radio stations. It's a bunch of, you know, sometimes sloppy, sometimes not, you know, interview shows, DJs just playing for an hour. Trust me when I tell you, Bonfire Radio is different. If you haven't checked them out, please do so. Tomorrow would be great to do. Check the morning show, TK in the AM, Mondays at 10 in the morning. And that'll set the tone for what their station is about. I recommend them. I'm a part of that family voluntarily and proudly. So go check them out, bonfireradio.com. I got a great show coming this Thursday. One of the people I'm talking to this Thursday, I recorded a phone interview with them already, will be part of this interesting thing. Let's bring it back to hip-hop in New York area. This part of this initiative taking place in Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey, of course. And when we say New York hip-hop, you know, we mean tri-state, of course. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, a little bit of upstate when we can. But Newark, New Jersey, of course, very dear to my heart. My daddy's from Newark. I grew up in East Orange, New Jersey, until I was about 4 years old. I have some family in Jersey. Newark, New Jersey is putting together an initiative where they are going to be have an arts and media program. The mayor, Roz Baraka, has started this program that they're going to be teaching acting, photography, and music to 17 to 21-year-olds. So these are people who are just finishing high school, maybe not doing well in high school, maybe just finished, maybe dropped out, but somewhere around that age group, where they think that there's going to be a really big benefit to bringing them into artistic programs and teaching from some really important people. The music class in particular is going to be taught by Newark native and, of course, renowned hip-hop artist herself, Rod Digga. So Rod Digga will be teaching hip-hop along with another Newark music producer named Peter Hadar. They're going to be teaching music to Newark, I would say youth, but older youth, 17, 21, young adults.
That's nice.
Covering music industry, hip hop, history of hip hop, the recording process, building images, building brands, the business side of it, not just the glitz and glamour, you know what I mean? So that's going to be something to look forward to see how that program takes off. We're always interested when community organizations or cities, in fact, show hip-hop the kind of love and respect that it deserves. Hopefully, if this program does well, it's something that could be expanded maybe in Newark itself and then to other cities. You often hear about kids being exposed to hip-hop, to use as a learning tool. There's an organization in New York City called Flocabulary, I think. There was Fresh Prep. Shouts to Rabbi Darkside and some other folks who were involved in that program, where they use hip-hop in schools to younger kids. But this is interesting, where you're taking some cats and catettes that might be, at a certain age, a little bit older, maybe not quite sure where they're going to go in life, maybe have some aspirations in the creative area, but don't know how to, make those things happen. And I'll be talking with actor J.D. Williams. J.D. Williams is running the acting class. He's an actor himself. He's had some great experiences, some great roles in the music, in the film and television industries. And we talked about what he's going to be bringing to the acting portion of this. So again, Newark, New Jersey, shouts and respect, man. Putting together something like that is really, when you get your government officials to, really. Well, Ross Baraka has shown some love to hip hop. Of course, he's has some history in hip hop and connections to hip hop. So we're going to see how that works out. We're going to keep an eye on that and probably check in with them maybe as the program goes on. If you want more information about that, if you're in the New Jersey area, Newark, New Jersey area, you can, I guess, check with, City Hall. That's the only information I have at the moment. The website is www.ci.newark.nj.us. Just Google Newark, because it's from, ci.newark.nj.us. And on Twitter, City of Newark NJ, at City of Newark NJ, to get more information. If you're in the Newark area and you want to get involved, they're teaching acting, photography, and music. That's kind of dope. Still waiting to hear from our homie, Chad Law. Hopefully he'll be on to check in soon. He has a weekly showcase that goes down in Amityville, Long Island, which is nice because Long Island is very big and long. And And we're trying to make sure that Long Island gets represented in the grand scheme of New York area hip-hop. I'm from Long Island. Some of hip-hop's greatest are from Long Island. Of course, it started where you are, Steve, in the Bronx, but we have a lot of contributions from Long Island, man.
Yeah, no, Long Island's big. I never realized how big Long Island was, as far as artists, until I started studying. Wanted to know where these rappers came from. I mean, you often hear references in music, but I was like, well, where did these guys hail from? And Long Island. I was like, man, I never even seen a show in Long Island.
There aren't too many shows out here. There aren't too many. Just say things for a minute, Steve.
There was this place. Actually, I did see a show one time at the Coliseum. That's still there. Nassau Coliseum, is that still up?
Yeah, Nassau Coliseum's still there. It's still the big venue in this area. So you can definitely check out some of the larger shows. Some of the mainstream concerts roll into town.
I saw the Beyonce, Missy Elliott, and Alicia Keys.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. Shouts to Missy Elliott making that nice Super Bowl appearance, getting her freak on. And
shouts to Miles. Be in the Super Bowl anymore. no more hip hop at the Super Bowl. But Missy's, obviously Missy's a class act,
She was out of the game for a while. She had a sickness of some kind, and I was really happy to see her perform and get that love. She got a big record sale boost, iTunes boost from that performance, and she deserves it, man. She's definitely been one of our I heard if you don't have anything out, you sell whatever. And they said something like her record sales went up like 2,500%. Crazy. But, I get what they mean. It's, tiny numbers, and then you get this giant boost, which is great because people get to reintroduce her. Maybe she's coming back with some new stuff, that'd be great, to see. Missy Elliott certainly gets love from us. So that was nice to see. Oh, you were talking about New York. Oh, so Long Island, there's not a lot of venues, you know, that do support hip hop. There's some out east, because you're right, it's very long. It's almost like driving to, you know, the end of Connecticut. Like, it takes you a while to get some of these Suffolk County towns out there. Shouts to, you know, my EastEnders, and shouts to my people out in, like, Patchogue and Bellport and Central Islip and Brentwood and, you know, all those towns out there.
Queens.
They got little spots.
Even Queens, like, I feel like there's a shortage of venues, and Queens is pretty big.
Yeah, you know what it is. So that's why it's good to hear from cats like Chad Law. Again, he's going to call in. He does a show called the Earwax Sessions, and it's every Tuesday in Amityville. Amityville's not too far out. That's why I like it. It's kind of, you know, maybe
about houses.
Where the house is, yes, the Amityville Horror. And of course, it's not too far from the city, line. Maybe, you know, half an hour. No, 30, 40 minutes tops. You know what I mean? So it's a great venue, and he's bringing some of the local acts from around here that they come across on their radio show at SUNY College of Old Westbury. Shouts to Old Westbury. My dad used to teach there, and I spent many days, you know, hanging out at Old Westbury College, even though I didn't go there, but I went there to hang out. So we're waiting for him to check in and tell us what's going on with his showcase on Long Island. Of course, like I said, upcoming events on the birthplacemag.com event calendar. And I talked about Newark. Oh, real quick, some of y'all know that we did that I put in a petition. This is a long story, so I'll make it very brief, from a while back, that took to the FCC. I petitioned the FCC because I wanted to take Hot 97 off the air. But it wasn't because of content. It was sort of because I was pushing the idea that their parent company, MS Communication and Hot 97, by using the phrase, you know, where hip-hop lives, but not really representing hip-hop, you know, the culture, just kind of representing hip-hop, the genre of music, I guess, if you're going to say it, was discriminatory, I guess, for lack of a better term, against hip-hop in general. Like, you are really using your considerable power and audience to dictate what hip-hop is, putting the hip-hop name on it. And as we all know, hip-hop is much more than whatever Hot 97 says it is. So I did a big thing. It was a big petition. It went to the FCC and the government, and MS Communications wrote back with lawyers, and they opposed. They did an opposition, and I opposed the opposition. I wrote back like a lawyer and sent it back to them. And it was open and ongoing all this time. Some of you guys know about it. If you don't, go check out birthplacemag.com. Just search for FCC, you'll find the whole story. And it was interesting because I just contacted them to follow up and to see where it was at. And I found out that it's been on hold for some time. What they call a I wrote it down. What they call a enforcement hold. It's complicated. I'm not going to get into it all. It's their process. It's bureaucracy. It's the government. So there's always a, you know, reasons why things are being held up. So before the FCC department that handles petitions to deny broadcasting licenses based on things, which is who I applied to, before they can get their hands on it, it has to go through this enforcement hold process. It's being held by enforcement because there's other issues that the FCC has with this station that have to be handled first. That was interesting. What does the FCC have, you know, beef with this station about? What else is, you know, they're being, you know, holding up my process because they already got a process, something happening. So I'm waiting to hear from that, from them on that. I'm waiting for here. Eddie in the chat room says Hot 97 will be known as Birthplace Mag Radio soon. But we'll see what happens now. We've talked in subsequent, you know, in recent weeks, you know, there's big changes going on at Hot 97. You know, the rumor is, you know, that I mentioned this weeks and weeks and weeks ago, that maybe they're going to switch formats. You know, maybe they're getting out of the.
Maybe
they're getting out of
on hold, because then they're going to come back to you and say Hot 97 doesn't represent hip hop.
Right, because now we're the beat of New York, whatever. You know, and so it's possible. And now I've said there's definitely big things going on. They have a new program director who never programmed a hip hop station before. They brought Nessa in from California to take over the old Angie Martinez spot. That she's a hip hop person, yeah, but she's more of an MTV pop person. They kicked Cypher Sounds to the curb. He went on the Combat Jack show and talked about a little bit about what happened. you know, just made it sound like everything's cool, but wasn't for me. They, you know, they didn't like want me anymore. I didn't really want them anymore. Shouts to Cypher Sounds. We had a great interview with him on this show last year. You can check that out in our archives. He's going to be doing big things with his comedy. We've talked about Cypher Sounds' improv comedy work that he's done every Friday. Again, New York City, I'm telling you. It's kind of a shame. When I think of New York City, I get, when I say the words New York City and I'm in front of a microphone, I think of Funkmaster Flex. And he always say, New York City, you know, this is what's happening. I'm telling you everything that's going on, and I'm the king of New York City. But we actually tell you what's really going on in New York City. And it's a shame that I would never hear them really big up their own person's great work. The improv comedy show that Cypher Sounds does on Friday nights is great. It's called Take It Personal. It's an improv comedy show. It's at the UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade East. And it's hilarious. He'll bring on a member of the hip-hop community, sometimes a artist, you know, a performer, producer, whatever. I was there. I saw it twice. Once it was a no-show, so he had the producer of the show who did their reality show, This Is Hot 97. But I was there with Tretch. Tretch from Naughty by Nature was there. And he'll tell a story, and then the improv actors will act it out. It's comedy. It's improv comedy. It's hip-hop. It's hilarious. The place is packed every Friday, standing room only. It's a $10 ticket. It's Friday night at like 8 o'clock. It's a perfect date night. And I'm telling you, he's on to something with that. We said it a year ago when we interviewed him on this show, like practically a year ago to the day, back in February of last year.
Yeah.
So shout out to Cypher Sounds. I think he's a good dude.
Yeah, he is a good dude. Joey Badass was there a few weeks ago.
Joey Badass did his show. So Nina Sky just did their show. Everyone who's in hip-hop does his show. And it's really, really funny. So I know he's on to bigger and better things. Well, bigger, we'll see, but different things in the comedy world. I know that Alicia Keys has taken interest in his show and is going to be is currently working with him to, I guess, make it bigger or bring it to a bigger audience, or maybe, you know, take it national or go on TV, something. Alicia Keys. So he's definitely going to be, for the time being, it looks like he's going to be fine. So shouts to Cypher Sounds. And you can check that event on our birthplacemag.com event calendar as well. Like I said earlier in the show, again, you're listening to the New York Hip Hop Report with me, Manny Faces, him, Steve Ortiz. We're here every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to about 11:30, whenever we get tired of talking and whenever y'all get tired of listening, bringing you all the music news and events and stuff that you could talk about regarding New York area hip hop. Doing it for 115 episodes, so if you've missed us and you've only caught us now, kind of shame on you, but we're cool. It's still good. Check out all our archives at nyhiphopreport.com. You join our mailing list so you never miss one again. You can also get us as a free iTunes podcast subscription. So every week you'll get the download of the next episode. But live is best, so be here Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, damn it. Again, the Birthplace Mag event calendar on birthplacemag.com. Weekly events, we just talked about it. Our man Chad Law is checking in with us. He's the news contributor to birthplacemag.com. We're very excited to have him helping out and on this great mission of ours. And he also runs the weekly showcase series, the Earwax Sessions weekly showcase, again, at Amityville Music Hall. Yes, Amityville, Steve, where the house is. In Long Island, Strong Island, where I rest and where I'm from. So I'm super happy to have some Long Island representation out here. I grew up in Westbury. My man's out at the College of Old Westbury doing his radio show. Chad Law is joining us on the New York Hip Hop Report. What up, brother?
Yo, yo, we on the line right now. I'm here with Mac Vic too. We got to say in the circle in the spot right now. And
there it
Pop
is.
Report. Yo, what it do? It's Mac Vic.
What up, Mac? A few gentlemen are helping us out on birthplacemag.com. It's contributing these daily roundups. People are digging them. Really appreciate you jumping on and helping us out. It's great to, you know, obviously each one spread all this good hip-hop around. Tell us a little bit about what you've already got going. You guys are not new to the game. You guys are rocking on the radio out in Long Island and gotten some shows going on. So tell us and the people what you have going on.
Well, pretty much what we do is we've been heavy with the college radio for the past 4 years now. We made a niche in making records, breaking records, getting our hands in with artists that have all over been the tri-state, whether it be the tri-state or in different regions. We've just been gathering them in and kind of being the starting force. Like when they see not so much, you know how when you enjoy an artist's music, you know, you see people comment and say, oh, you're just riding them because they're such and such. It's like, no, we actually took the time to develop a relationship with the music and we actually, you know, wanted to further promote them. So we've been doing with the Inner Circle Radio at LIU Post, since 2011. You know, we've been making records, breaking records, our hashtag, from artists like Vinnie Chase, from Manhattan 360, from Queens. You know, we even had Detroit, Boldy James. You know, he's with Mass Appeal now. We've been with Boldy James since 2012.
Yes.
You know, rocking with him, Problem in California. You know, Forte Bowie out in Atlanta. You know, picking good niches. That was in Long Island University. Then we progressed over to Cool Kids Radio, North Westbury. So now we just got the college circuit going on with that whole region of Long Island within the North Shore.
Yep.
Cool Kids Radio airs every Wednesday night, 7 to 10, on the OWWR TuneIn app. Continuing to make and breaking records. And on top of that, we also are heavy on the blog scene between JackDriller.com, HipHopIsReal.com,
and now
BirthplaceMag.com. It's been a great addition. You know, I've been paying attention as well because we linked up through the HHBU group. Shout out to them, hip hop bloggers.
That's right.
Yes, sir. So we locked in from there. And, you know, everybody in that group is grinding. Like, I love that we've all kept in unison and kept in contact because whenever I go on to Facebook, I always see your posts. It's lined up. And people are watching you, Manny, for real. Like, kudos to you, man. Like, you've really been building a great fan base. Like, people are really gravitating to what you say, and they pay attention to you, and that's why they respect you. So that's why, you know, it's only right that we linked up Long Island, you know, tonight for sure.
No, I appreciate that, man. Sometimes, you know, this online world or radio world, you know, people lurk, you know what I mean? You don't always hear that. So I appreciate
that.
That's
a good one. Yeah, you're right. People just observe. They don't know how to actually interact. They're like, how do we approach this? What do you do? You know, what can you do for us? So
that's how
we notice it. But, you know, we also want to say the Earwax Sessions every single Tuesday night at the Amityville Music Hall. It's the premier artist expo. You got to check it out. Pull up if you haven't. It's pretty much been the I want to say 27 weeks straight we've shown that on a Tuesday in Long Island we can make things jump. And if your music is quality, you're going to walk out of there with 50 to 75 to 100 new ears that are all going to be like, hey, I actually rock with this guy. I didn't know who this was.
And we're getting followers pretty much.
And we've come to the point where we're not even taking that we're in Long Island, we're in Amityville as a problem, because we've got people coming from Maryland. We've got people coming from Connecticut, New Jersey, Vermont, Maine to come to the Earwax Sessions just to perform because they see the hype. And they're like, when they see those pictures on the Instagram, they're like, you know what? Those are new ears. They're going to come get down. So, you know, we've got people from the Bronx. You know how it is when people are in the boroughs and they're just like, oh, you guys are in Long Island.
I'm not coming all the way out to Long Island.
Yeah. Even if it means I'm going to get new fans, what does that mean? I don't drive, you know? So you know how that goes. So it's like, we're not taking those excuses 27 weeks straight anymore. It's just like, we got people coming from all over, and we've got so many clients, so you could definitely come down and you're going to meet some new talents. You guys got to stop by sometime. Sure, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
One of these Tuesdays.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, most likely this Tuesday. We'll see how it goes. But I tell you this, you know, Long Island's always been ripe, man. I used to produce a comedy show out in Freeport. So I worked with a comedian that used to rock out here. And again, we did Monday nights, packed out on a Monday night because, you know, again, people want to be able to travel close to their home, see some good stuff, not always have to, you know, schlep all the way out to the city. So there's a big audience of local, you know, Long Islanders that are interested in music, comedy, you know, entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of cohesive movement in Long Island. Long Island's very widespread, you know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of cohesion.
Definitely, it's understood. I realize that, because even in the earlier parts of the Earwax Session, weeks 1 through 5 weren't. It was unexpected. We didn't know how things could go. It's a whole team of us. Kudos to my people, DA the Future, Alex Yake, you know, the whole Earwax family. You know, people in Long Island didn't know how to react because they didn't understand it.
Right.
They were like, oh, this is just a one-off type of thing. No, it's every single Tuesday.
Right.
7 weeks later.
27 weeks later, this is the chill spot. This is where you're coming on a Tuesday night. You know you're going to get an Earwax Session.
That's dope.
And you know, just keeping it contagious, you know, word of mouth, and it just spread.
Oh,
and,
that's what it is.
You know, now we're just moving. We're moving. The Inner Circle. You know, it's just been, we are the Inner Circle for years now. This is just the moniker that we've always gone by. Yeah, we are the Inner Circle. You know, holler at us if you want to get on the blogs. Definitely, we got the blogs going as well between Birthplace Mag, Jack Driller, Hip Hop is Real. Kudos to my family. Hip Hop is Real. Really good on the battle rap scene. We should definitely, we should all go out sometime, Manny. We should all go out.
No, no doubt. I definitely pay attention. I definitely pay attention to those sites. And Jack Driller, that guy's a character. I love him. And so yeah, man. But like I say, it's good to see that Long Island representation. But it's good to see that y'all are pulling in artists and client and audience members from different areas as well. You know, 27 weeks is a good run. We have partner events in New York City that are weekly and been going on for years. So it can definitely be done. Sounds like you guys are well on your way to making that happen. I think that's really important for the region as well, and for good artists, man. Artists want to come through and have a professional place to touch the stage, and that's important. There's too much, like I say, fly by night one offs or shady. We talked to Ralph McDaniels tonight, who's been to every hip hop show ever, and says, listen, I'm going to shows now in 2015 that are still not doing it. That is not. Put it, the barrier of entry could be real easy, and then they blow it for the rest of us because venues are scared of hip hop sometimes, and if it's a badly run showcase or a badly run series, the venue starts getting a bad taste in their mouth, and then now we have one less venue for hip hop when it's hard to get venues for hip hop as it is. I respect you guys for making sure that's not happening.
and you want to have performers to have heart, so that's part of it too. Performers got to have heart. No, I mean, definitely the performers that take the stage, they got to have heart and desire and, make the crowd want to listen to them. You just don't want to be up there like a, like a stiff.
Of course, to have great stage presence. And we definitely preach that the artists at the Earwax session should come through with that quality and know that they're, they're going to get adapted to it, because we also make sure that the artists that come through, we screen them as far as the music goes. And People generally like the crowd that turns out like the music that we pick as far as the artists that come through. We do about eight to nine, ten artists a week. Mm-hmm. We also have dollar slices. We have $5 lineups, getting your hair cut in the back. So we also have really good niches. we have clothing vendors. It's a really nice event at the Earwax session. This is what we've been going on, a really good repertoire. And like I said, the artists that have come through all this time have just been nothing but praise, and they always want to come back. They're so eager. It's the people that aren't the headliners that are always just like, I got to come back and be a headliner. I have to. Like, I have to, I want to prove myself. So we really established a good core. And, we're moving on. We've locked in some more venues for the rest of the week. So be on the lookout for an Inner Circle tour happening in 2015. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yes, well, that's how you get that. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Shouts to you guys once again. The Earwax sessions do happen every week, Tuesday nights, Amityville Music Hall. Your radio show airs again. Tell the people.
Cool Kids Radio, 7 to 10 every Wednesday. You can check us out this coming Wednesday. We will be on air making records with Prodigy's artist, Books Baguettes, who just dropped his Cool 2 tape. We will also be in the line with Wordsmith, who just dropped his Bars Over Everything 3 tape. We'll also be in the studio with a dope Chicago MC named Jennifer, who just dropped her Lauryn Hill video. So check us out on the TuneIn app, Cool Kids Radio, 7 to 10 every Wednesdays. And we also want to say this Friday, Nevada Smiths, check us out. We will be live hosting our first event at Nevada Smiths. It's a nice all-star weekend kickback. So Manny, if you are free, certainly pull up. My brother, we'd be appreciative to see you.
Word up.
Tickets are on Eventbrite right now. And is at Nevada Smith's, hosted by the Inner Circle's Chad Law, Mag Vic, and our R&B artist, Sean Sutton, as well as a dope Suffolk County artist named Big Sinatra. Shout out to him. Yeah, and we will also be having a guest appearance from Walt from Black Ink, VH1 Black Ink. So definitely mark the calendars, February 13th. You don't have to give up a body part to attend an All-Star Weekend event.
I will say this much, though. We got 50 tickets, advanced tickets left. So
yeah, that's actually really nice to know. The Eventbrite just went up, so we've been making movements with that. So certainly, we'll be sending you over the flyer for that Earwax sessions, and also Thursday Club Love. We will be hosting the Earwax sessions, and we are the Inner Circle. That's in Long Island, Call Place, right by Roosevelt Field Mall. That's this Thursday, just shouting off all the rundowns right now. Sisters,
that's
all
right.
Shake the Block. Yeah, shouts out to Shake the Block, Juanito's birthday bash, All-Star Weekend. We will be having a good week, you know. So
that's what's up. How was that spot? I haven't checked out that spot yet. I hear good things.
I really like Club Love. Club Love is really nice. It's a nice low key spot. I've seen it when it's been like super filled, and I've seen it when it's been like, oh, okay, it's pretty solid, you know.
right.
To DJ HD. DJ HD, he's my DJ over at Cool Kids Radio. He's DJed there a couple times.
Goya Spice.
Yeah, Goya Spice. He's tuned in right now.
That's what's up.
Right. Yeah, so Club Love is a really good spot. We're just bringing a really good vibe to Long Island. That's all it is, man. I know people are going to say what they want to say about the region, but it's open for the taking.
I agree with you 100%. I told you, I said I'm glad to hear it, man. I'm glad to see it, and I'm glad to be affiliated with you guys. Very, mm-hmm. very happy about that. Like I said, I'm a long-time Long Islander, my man, so it's good to see what y'all doing out here.
Also, salute to J.B. Early, too, man.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, that's the homie.
J.B. Early, the homie. Yes, sir. That's our guy, man. That's our guy.
He's a good
oh,
dude.
He reps Ally, too?
Yeah, he's Ally. He oh, called nice, up here. Nice. He's called us a few times, man. That's my dude. He's a good dude.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
out there. He's putting some good events together to himself, and he's also just a huge fan of the culture and the live music scene, man. He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. It's good right people up. To know, very good people to know.
Well, we are then surrounded by good degrees of separation. Gentlemen, thanks again for your contributions to birthplacemag.com. You are helping more than you know, and we look forward to you know, more from you guys, and we'll definitely be bigging you up to the best of our abilities. All your events are welcome to be on our event calendar, and we'll bonus you features because we're cool like that. So hit us
mm-hmm.
up. All right,
for sure, right, for sure. So, yes.
All right, gentlemen,
tomorrow
thanks
morning.
For the rundown, man. Appreciate you much.
Catch you tomorrow for the Daily Roundup. All right.
Peace. All right, we're up. Shouts once
we
again
are the
to
inner
our,
circle.
There it is, the Inner Circle, Cool Kids Radio, Earwax Sessions, Chad Law and Mac Vic, the homies from Long Island on the check-in. Thank you, gentlemen. We can check them out again every Tuesday. They run their event at Amityville Music Hall, Strong Island, Long Island, and check them out Wednesday 7 to 10 on the radio tip. We'll have more from them on birthplacemag.com as they continue to contribute to our Daily Roundup series. And, of course, the newly redesigned birthplacemag.com. Let us know what you think, man. Send us a little emails, a little contact form on the site. Let us know what you think. And always be, if you're an event promoter or venue, obviously, like I tell you, this is the greatest New York area hip-hop event calendar in all the land. You should have your events on there. It's a no-brainer. Send us your events. Go to the event calendar, birthplacemag.com/events. Click the link to add your own event for free. Holler at us if you want to feature it. Or even own the entire calendar exclusively on the advertising tip. We'll make sure that everybody knows about your venue or your event. You know, thousands of people every month are checking our calendar. They should be finding your events. My mouse died on my computer. I can't click to anything else. But that's about it from us tonight. F the Grammys edition of the New York Hip Hop Report. Once again, thanks for tuning in this and every one of our 115 weeks. As we bring you New York area hip hop music and culture, check us out every Sunday night. Check out our archives at nyhiphopreport.com. Check out my other podcast, radio show, The Manny Faces Show on Bonfire Radio every alternating Thursday at 8:30 p.m. There's a lot to check for, man, but I don't think we've given you something garbage yet. So. Check out the homies Chad Law and Mac Vic. We are the Inner Circle. Check out their radio show Wednesday 7 to 10 p.m. And I bet you're going to like them because we're not going to associate with folks that aren't doing the right thing out here. Shouts to gigantic shouts to the legendary VJ Ralph McDaniels, Video Music Box. Once again, his 2015 All-Star Kickoff event happening this Thursday, February 12th for the love of hip hop. Mike Hands, the homie, and the Writer's Block concert series in the house. AG the Coroner in the house. Screechy Dan in the house. Royal Flush is supposed to be on the bill. Akinelli is going to put it in your mouth. Lawrence Professor is going to be there.
Not my Mr.
mouth. Nah. Mr. Cheeks. Lost Boys Fam. LB Fam yeah. in the building. Sean Price in the building. Steel Smith and West. Tekken Steel Smith and West and my homies in the building. Sean P on the mic in the building. And M.O.P. bringing it to Santos Party House. $20 tickets. Ticketweb.com/video/music/box. Music by DJ Mr. C, DJ Lance, Big Homie, DJ Keith Shockley, and DJ Big Jeff. So wow, that's what's going on this week, plus a billion, jillion other.
You know what's crazy? Ralph was last on the show January 27th, 2013. So we've been doing the show at least that long.
At least 2 years, man. Wow, that's what. And Ralph was one of our early guests, man. And we had a fascinating. Matter of fact, go back and listen to that old Ralph McDaniels interview, because that was, we just kind of interviewed him about his come up and how he became who he is. And it's a great, great interview in of itself. It set the tone for this program, not just being a, you know, respect the legends, because we want to make sure that we, you know, talk about all the new jacks and, you know, all the new guys bringing out music as well. But we're not going to turn our back at our elders and our architects and our pioneers and our, you know, heroes in this game. You know what I mean? So we are going to bring you the full spectrum here every week on the New York Hip Hop Report, as we did this week. I think, man, we gave you such a wide spectrum. I can't even, you know, I love my show. I love listening to this. So I hope you do, too. Thanks for checking in. Follow us on Twitter at NY Hip Hop Report. I'm at Manny Faces. He is at Grover Box. We are at Birthplace Mag, and I am also I think that's all my ats. I think that's it. So check us out on those Facebooks and such. Instagram, at Manny Faces NY. And, man, that's about it, man. This is a great show. We had a lot of good things going on.
F the Grammys.
F a rap critic. We talk about it, and we live it. My name is Manny Faces. Yo, check us out next week. I can't stop the show. Oh, my mouse. My mouse isn't working, Steve. I think my battery's dead.
Shut your computer down.
I can't click the button that says end the episode. Right, hold on. We'll keep talking. Whoever's listening to us, you riding with us. Shouts to Eddie in the chat room. Shouts to John Anthony. I think is that Skidell's up in the house? Shouts to the guests in the chat room. If you tuned in tonight, you should tune in every Sunday night. Again, get us on iTunes. We can you can download our episodes on iTunes. Bong, new battery. Ow, I'm in business. I'm multitasking. Check us out there. Check us out online. I'm at MannyFaces.com. All my stuff is there. I'm a DJ. Book me, damn it. I spun at the Bonfire Radio second year anniversary party. Killed it. Did that 90s set, that 90s classic hip-hop set. Nice. So reach out to me if you want some of that in the mix. Thanks again to our new friends Chad Law and Mac Vic on the check-in, and birthplacemag.com every day for your daily roundup of New York area hip-hop goodness. We'll catch you later this week at various events in and around New York City and Long Island, and we will catch you here next week at 10 o'clock p.m. The New York Hip-Hop Report, the number one New York hip-hop talk radio show in the entire universe. Thanks for listening, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Okay. Thanks for listening, y'all. Peace for real.
For sure. We need more people like you just spreading the word about these artists. Because, you know.
Yes, indeed.
We need more people like y'all rocking on the radio and letting everybody know, especially shout out to the people listening in New Zealand. That blew me away. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
This is my first time checking out the show. I'm glad to see somebody talking about hip hop in this format. I'm used to hearing sports talk radio, so this is a dream come true right here.
Also, real quickly, I would add that this is the first talk show that's, you know, that prescribes to our condition. I mean, I listen to talk radio all the time. First time I've ever heard an eloquent talk show host like you and your co-host who actually has the skill of dictation.
Manny Faces,
you sick for this one. This one.
I'm on my New York. Got the world following the New York script. Hustle with Timbs and hoodies on my New York flip. Rubber band sack money with my New York click. Yeah, I'm on my New York. I rep the Giants, Jets, New York Knicks. TaylorMade clothing with my New York stitch. My chick banging, don't you see my New York? Yeah, I'm on my New York.